can tell. Well, another time I was working on a ranch, and a white man was there working, and he had a bum tooth. And the boss, he told me if I'd take this guy uptown, he made a date with this woman. She was a dentist. Dr. Meyer's daughter, she was a dentist. So he called up Dr. Meyer's daughter, so he had me drive this touring car of his up to her office so he could pull this fella's teeth. I offered to pull it, but he wouldn't let me, so I took him up to this Dr. Meyer's daughter. She was a dentist. Good dentist. She makes teeth and everything. So I took him up to the office, and I told him I'd go uptown for a little bit, and I'd come back later. So I waited, and he never showed up. So I went up to the doctor's office, Mrs. Myers, a dentist. She was a woman dentist, young girl. And she had this guy up on the chair, a dentist chair, and she was trying to pull his teeth. And man, she had a hell of a time. God, one time it looked like she got up on her lap or something, or his lap, and trying to pull his teeth. And I said, ain't you got his teeth? And she says, well, I'm a getting it. But she says, it's such a strong tooth. She says, I can't seem to get it. And I says, well, lady, I says, why don't you let me help you? Well, she says, if you could just get a hold of my wrist. And, well, I know she wasn't very strong, you know. And I says, look, if you just get a hold of my wrist and help me pull on it. No, I says, lady, I might pull your arms apart. I says, why don't you let me get a hold of the farpas and you pull on my wrist? Well, she didn't think that was a good idea. And the guy told her, he says, yes. He says, let Tom pull on it. So she agreed on it, so showed me the teeth, and I got a hold of the farpas, and that teeth happened to be the upper teeth. So I just put my arm right over his forehead, and she got a hold of my wrist, and I got a hold of the teeth. You know, I pulled that teeth out easy, no trouble at all. And she said, hey, you really pull that easy. I says, yes, lady, I've pulled a lot of teeth. You have? I says, yeah. She says, well, you ought to be a dentist. I says, well, I'm learning to be. Well, anyway, he paid her for her job. And when we got outside, this guy and I said, gee, that woman had a hell of a time pulling my teeth. She says, hell, she didn't have the strength. Hell, one time she got up on the chair and tried to pull my teeth. Put her knees someplace. Well, she was a good girl, but she wasn't strong enough. Well, I pulled that teeth, no trouble at all. That was on a dentist's office. It was old Dr. Meyer's dentist. Dr. Meyer was a doctor, but his daughter was a dentist. Well, he's dead now. I don't know whatever come of his daughter. She was kind of a church woman. I think she went someplace, missionary. I don't know if she's alive yet or not, but that's what happened there. And she got quite a kick of me. She grabbing my hand, my wrist, trying to help me pull it. But I couldn't pull her wrist because I'd break her hands. She wasn't strong enough even to hang on to that farpas. So I told her, let me get out of the farm. You show me where it is, you set it, and I'll pull it. She still got paid for it, you know. Well, the guy paid her, and he was a pretty good sport. He gave her a couple of dollars tip, you know. But she said, well, you don't have to do that. And she wanted to give me the tooth. Oh, I says, I'm not a dentist. My God. We went to the saloon, and him and I, we had a drink of whiskey, and he felt pretty good. And he said that I didn't hurt him at all. But that woman wrestling with him on the floor, or on the chair there. Well, I'm getting out of tape here, and this is a true story that happened years ago in Fallon. And boy, that was years ago, too. And that really happened. And this is Squat Thumb. And I'm trying to get a story up here to put in my books. I'm making a book of the Indians and one thing or another. And there's a Squat Thumb. This is really a true story. Okay, hope you people enjoy this.